Hi guys, Jeff again with another blog. Hope you're well. I hope you're thriving. I hope you're keeping fit, and I hope you're building on your self-love. That's what I wanted to say. Your self-love is all, more than anything, more than wealth. Self-love is one of those magical things that you can do to be sort of on your own if you want, and be happy on your own and not relying on anybody. That's such an important thing. And I sort of come to this sort of thoughts later on in life, and never taught anything about this sort of thing. And so yeah, basically, I wanted to do a blog, which I've already done similar. I must admit, I've done a similar vlog to this, but this is going to be called How a Mouse, How a Mouse Can Bring Down a Lion. I've just been thinking about this, and it's on my mind, so I just want to get it out there and get it off my chest. So basically, the lion, almost invincible. A mouse, you could eat within about a second. There's no threat from the mouse to the lion. On the first appearance, there is no threat from a mouse. Just gonna have to break off. Somebody's just coming up to me. Anyway, I'm gonna carry on regardless. How can a mouse be a threat to a lion? Bizarre thought, isn't it? A bizarre, unbelievable thought. Now, this goes back to the last blog I've done, one of the last blogs I've done, which is about the ant and the rubber tree plant. I don't know if you heard that song, by Frank Sinatra. A bit of whimsy, really, that song, but not nevertheless, it does describe how the ant can bring down the rubber tree plant. But let's keep to the analogy that I'm using. So the mouse cannot possibly create a threat for the lion. But the thing about it is, if the mouse can annoy or keep plugging at the lion day after day, keep annoying and plugging at the lion. Or keep gnawing at the lion, if you say, if you could somehow, if the mouse could somehow keep attacking the lion every single day, eventually the lion will become weaker. And maybe it's not a very good analogy for a mouse, but maybe, some other, small creature like a tick or something like that, can create an infection for the lion and eventually bring down the lion. And so even the tiny creature can bring down a lion. This is the main point I'm trying to get across. And the analogy I'm using is to the lion is could be the man. And the mouse or the tick could be a female, or it could be anything that you do every day, on a regular basis. Anything that you do on a regular basis can bring down the much much greater creature. So like if you're at work, say for example, you could be forced to go to work, and you'd be forced to do certain things And every day you're doing these things. If you're not really happy in it and you're doing things over and over, eventually that job is going to wear you down and it's going to make you really sort of upset and depressed. A job is a danger area because you're doing it every day. Obviously, if you're doing it and you're enjoying it, it's not too bad. If you're enjoying it, yeah, it's not a bad thing, but doing something every day can be quite often quite a detrimental thing. So, something to think about is certainly employment, drinking, drugs, or anything like this. Wasting time actually on something that isn't very productive to yourself and working on your health. And making the most of your time on this planet, on this earth. I think I'm gonna have to cut off again. Sorry about that. I've had to change location. People kept driving up to me. A woman drove up. Looked like Victoria Beckham. Obviously it wasn't, but she looked like a sort of obviously very wealthy with came up with a very large 4x4 Land Rover, worth probably about 50k or 60k. Just an aside. But doing anything that you have to do every day, like work, you can become very, very monotonous and very, it can make you very, very miserable. So work is certainly one of those areas which is a danger area. Anything that you enjoy, that is potentially a good thing. So that could be, going to the gym every day. Doing something that you really enjoy actually improves yourself and your well-being. That's the exception. But I'm going to sort of use this analogy of this sort of small creature bringing down the lion. Quite often, the man, starts off in a very strong position. He may have built himself up, he may have built up money, built himself up and got a good group of friends and large sums of money in his bank account. But this is the danger, guys, that if you were to be involved with a female and see her every day, or be married or be in a relationship with this girl, this is a very dangerous area, really, frankly, because you're doing something every single day and you're doing the same thing every day, and you're getting to your comfort zone. And in doing this thing you do every day, every day you're giving the female more and more power. So you know that, because when you see a man who potentially would have been a fantastic and powerful man, not necessarily that powerful but happy in his own self, very often you see this, very, very often you see a man who's been sort of castrated by the female, this much, much weaker creature. And often, fairly pathetic creature, really, has brought down the lion and made him into this sort of docile creature where, he's sort of visiting, he's doing silly, ridiculous things that benefits the female and not benefit himself. And gets into this sort of very, very dangerous comfort zone, going for meals with women, and paying for the meals, going on holidays with a woman, paying for the holidays, all the time, weakening a position, weakening your ability, and becoming more and more dependent on this, well, very, oftentimes a weaker, very much weaker creature. It's a very dangerous thing to do, frankly, to do something every day and be in a relationship with a woman every day. She gets into a position of power quite quickly, and then she starts making demands, and she can start laying down the law. She can nag, she can disrespect. And if, like me, you get into a marriage and get into sharing a property with this female, you really are in a very, very dangerous situation where your powers are transferred to this weaker creature. And by definition, you become a weaker creature yourself because the power has been transferred to the weaker creature. Therefore, you have to give up some of your power. It's a very interesting topic, and it's the reason that MGTOW exists, really. I think that yes, girls are pretty, and girls can give you happy feelings and loving feelings and sexual fulfillment and all of these things, but unfortunately, guys, in doing that, she's becoming more and more deeply embedded, like a tick on in your skin. It's becoming deeply more and more embedded, so this is where you get into a position where you can't get out. And my buddy, he's divorced, which at the time I thought he was very unlucky, but now I can see. He's quite happy now. He's on his own. And he said to me, being married is like being on a roller coaster where you can't get off. And I think that is a fantastic description of what it's like being married. Yes, there are benefits. There certainly are benefits, but most of the benefits are in her favour. Having children is something that the media and society tells you is a wonderful thing, but I can honestly say it really is a very, very stressful thing to do, and quite frankly, not very enjoyable, most of it. Some of it, it can be, but on balance, it's a downright unenjoyable experience, in my opinion. So once again, once you get a girl pregnant, you've given all your power away, and she's transferred the power to the woman. And I think that, that there's a real dynamic that once a woman is pregnant, she's got what she wants. Once the baby's born, she really has got what she wants. And to be honest, I really believe that the man is a bit of an accessory then. So there's so many dangerous aspects to this. I'm sure you could corroborate this evidence that I'm talking about. If you go to a shopping mall or you go somewhere, you'll see these sort of you see these situations play out, you see this every day, where the sort of guy is in quite a weak position, really. Really is, like a sort of a sort of a pet type thing. It's really upsetting when once you notice it, and you see all of this play out in front of your eyes. Really is quite shocking and disturbing. So yeah, that's the thing I wanted to get across today and get it off my chest, and hope it helps some guys out there, and I'll speak to you soon. Bye for now.